Counting the votes in campaign 2000. Some polls have already closed.
A nervous night for Al Gore as he waits for election returns. I'm Bob Fuss in Nashville.
I'm Lou Milliano with the Bush campaign in Austin. They are ready to celebrate.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Cynthia Weber. Some early returns are in. George W. Bush picks up victories in Kentucky, Indiana, and South Carolina, and Al Gore wins Vermont. No surprises. But the night is young and the race is close.
I'm Lou Milliano with the Bush campaign. And already the music's begun here in front of the Capitol building where, in spite of the cold, in spite of the rain, 20,000 close and personal friends of the governor have been invited for a Victory 2000 party. At this hour, the entire Bush family is having dinner following voting earlier today and plans tonight to watch the returns come in. Campaign manager Don Evans telling me the focus is on the prize, on winning. Nothing else had ever been considered. Lou Milliano, CBS News, Austin.
CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is in Gore Country.
The plaza here in downtown Nashville is starting to fill up. The State House and other nearby buildings are bathed in light. Giant screens display the Gore-Lieberman campaign logo. A short ways away in a hotel suite, Al Gore and his family and aides watch the results starting to come in. Gore voted this morning near his family farm in Carthage at an elementary school, then quizzed the kids.
Why do you think it's important to vote?
Because, you want to pick people.
And what kind of people do you want to pick?
Like anybody you want to.
What Gore is hoping tonight is that enough voters around the country want to pick him. Bob Fuss, CBS News at Gore headquarters in Nashville.
The polls closed just minutes ago in Florida, considered a key state for victory. We're joined by CBS News political consultant Cheryl Arnett. Cheryl, what do we know?
As we wait to hear who has won in this key battleground state, there is good news in the exit polls for both candidates. The top issue for Florida voters today was the economy, and by more than 2-1, these voters chose Gore. The top candidate quality was honesty, and these voters went almost 4-1 for Bush. One note of interest, older Florida voters over age 65 are split evenly. Last time out, a majority of those voters went for Bill Clinton.
Why is Florida so critical tonight?
Florida is critical because it has 25 electoral votes, and that will be one less state that the lucky candidate will have to worry about as this long night carries on.
CBS News political consultant Cheryl Arnett. And now this.
Yes, Mom.
Uh-huh. Right, Mom.
Does your mom always talk like that?
Everybody loves peanuts.
Doesn't yours?
This Saturday and Sunday, capture all the joy of a Peanuts Christmas at your Hallmark Gold Crown Store's holiday open house. Buy any Hallmark card and get our special edition Peanuts Snow Globe for just $9.99.
Oh, hi, Dad.
The Peanuts Snow Globe, just $9.99. This Saturday and Sunday only, while supplies last, at your Hallmark Gold Crown Store.
Welcome to Postcard Travel.
I need a vacation.
Aw, sit down and have some spritzers. They're cute little cookies from Pepperidge Farm.
Mmm, these spritzers are refreshing.
What are you thinking?
It's like a lemon breeze tickling my face.
How about Hawaii?
A tangy snowflake on my tongue.
Okay, Aspen.
New Pepperidge Farm Spritzers cookies. Light and airy with a surprising tang. Lemon, lime, and raspberry never felt this good.
The sensation of another universe.
Let's talk Jupiter.
Pepperidge Farm. Never have an ordinary day.
He might be down in the polls, but don't count him out. Ralph Nader is likely to have an impact in today's voting, albeit indirect. Here's CBS News reporter Jim Crisula.
Even though Ralph Nader is dismissing complaints from Democrats that a vote for him is actually a vote for George W. Bush, CBS News political consultant Jeff Guerin says it appears Nader is having an impact in today's voting.
Nader is clearly taking votes away from Al Gore, and in a couple of swing states, it could be enough in a close electoral college night to turn the whole election to George W. Bush.
Nader hopes to pick up 5% of the total presidential vote so that his Green Party will qualify for federal campaign funds in 4 years. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Washington.
President Clinton was at the polls bright and early in the Clintons' adopted hometown of Chappaqua, New York.
I'm grateful I had a chance to go in and vote for Hillary today. It was a thrill.
The First Lady is a candidate for the U.S. Senate in New York. In a Massachusetts courtroom, Joan Kennedy pleaded guilty to drunken driving and was sentenced to 2 years probation. She was arrested in September after someone called police and reported a car driving erratically. It was her fourth drunken driving arrest since 1974. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
So, as you can see, our business is growing every day, and I think together our companies could share in a lot more growth. Now, let me give you the grand tour of our offices. Follow me. Over here we have our account supervisor, marketing manager, webmaster, office manager, information services manager, media buyer, president's assistant, web designer, copywriter, research and development manager, and head of human resources. His name is Bob.
Hi.
When you're just starting a business, sometimes you tend to stretch your people a little thin. Working with a certified public accountant could help. CPAs provide insight, knowledge, and just as important, a little relief, so your business grows to where you can actually hire one person for each position.
Bob, how about some coffee for these nice people? And tell them about your position as chief operating officer here.
The CPA. Never underestimate the value. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and your state CPA society.
Former Senator George Mitchell, who helped mediate peace in Northern Ireland, is being called on again. This time, his focus will be the Mideast. More from CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
As a follow-up to last month's summit at Sharm el-Sheikh, the president has formed a panel to investigate the ongoing violence in the Middle East. And he named former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell as the committee chairman. The panel was agreed upon by Palestinian President Yasser Arafat and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, with whom Mr. Clinton will hold separate meetings in the coming days. The panel will study what triggered the violence and recommend ways to prevent its recurrence. Mark Noller, CBS News, with a president in Chappaqua, New York.
A study by the Rand Corporation finds many Medicare beneficiaries are not getting treatments they should be receiving, including regular mammograms for breast cancer survivors and vision tests for diabetics. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. Where not so long ago, radio, TV, and print were the most effective media, the Internet has made it possible for companies to reach their target audience through a tantalizing range of innovative new channels. Tech-savvy companies are using technologies like Wireless Application Protocol, or WAP, to push personalized content to customers. Customers can now receive stock market updates, sports scores, or promotional messages via their phones, and then link back to the web to get news or buy goods and services. This dynamic web-based tool could be the bridge your company needs to reach a brand new audience and maintain more profitable customer relationships.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance Internet, the wireless Internet, with solutions that give your employees anytime, anywhere access to the Internet, generating new economic opportunities. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
Light trading on Wall Street. Investors apparently waiting until after the election. The Dow lost 25 points to close at 10,952. The Nasdaq was virtually unchanged. Lights out for another .com. Pets.com, known for its ads featuring a sock puppet dog, couldn't find a buyer or backer, so it's shutting down. CBS News computer consultant Larry Magid.
Pets.com is one of many examples of an Internet company that makes more sense on paper than it does in the real world. It's technology in search of a market, considering how easy it is for most people to get pet food and supplies from a local dealer. Either you live in a city where there are grocery stores that sell pet supplies, or you live in the country where there are feed stores.
225 workers are being laid off. Jerry Seinfeld has a new role. This one isn't on TV. The comedian and his wife, PR executive Jessica Sklar, had a baby girl named Sasha. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, November 7th, Election Day 2000. I'm Cynthia Weber, CBS News.
Campaign 2000, I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News. Put one more state in the George W. Bush column, and Al Gore picks up his first win in the early going. CBS News political consultant Cheryl Arnett joins us live.
Polls in five states closed a few minutes ago. CBS News can estimate winners in two. Bush in South Carolina, Gore in Vermont. Earlier, Bush picked up Kentucky and Indiana. For what it's worth, Bill, that puts the electoral vote tally at 28 for Bush, 3 for Gore.
Most polls have now closed in Florida, where Al Gore and George W. Bush invested so much of their campaign time and money. At this moment, it's too close to call, and CBS News correspondent Ed Bradley says that makes it a real nail-biter for the Gore camp.
Democrats have said that if Gore loses there, his chances of winning tonight will be greatly diminished. And the key is how the turnout was among senior citizens and African Americans. Then we'll be looking at Michigan and Pennsylvania, where unions have made a big push to get their members out to vote for Al Gore.
Campaign 2000. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
This is Laura Ornest in North Hollywood. Voters are trickling into the large auditorium here at St. Charles Church on this beautiful afternoon. While many do feel the tight presidential race makes voting this year different, others offer different perspectives.
I voted more to vote against somebody than to vote for somebody this year.
I feel proud as an American to show up here in my local neighborhood and support my local legislature.
Different than past years?
Yeah, maybe just because I'm getting older. I'm a product of the 60s.
Two precincts here with a total of about 1,400 registered voters, and longtime workers tell KNX it's been busier this election than ever before. Reporting live from North Hollywood, Laura Ornest, KNX 1070.
More than 75% of California's registered voters are expected to participate in today's election, the highest general election turnout in 20 years.